Step number 36. At odometer reading 23.9, you'll enter a forced right turn onto Route 23 South. You'll see a Shell station on your left after the turn, and if you need a break, that's a great spot for it. Step 37. At odometer reading 25.31, bear right towards Echo Lake Road and then keep to the left. Mile marker 25.51, step 38, turn left at the traffic light onto Route 23 North. Step 39, mile marker, or rather odometer reading 25.8. Please pull into the picnic area. It actually shows on the roadway as mile marker 29.7. On the north side of the picnic area, opposite Route 23, is a huge outcrop of Green Pond conglomerate, commonly known as pudding stone. You're looking at a cutaway view of Copperas Mountain as it continues north toward New York. Turn to the south, and across Route 23, the nicely rounded mountain in view is the continuation of Copperas Mountain. A thrust fault bisects Copperas diagonally with older gneiss rock on a lower slice of east-facing rock with Green Pond conglomerate on the upper west-facing portion. To the east of Copperas Mountain is Charlottenburg Reservoir, one of the five drinking water reservoirs owned by the city of Newark. Buffered by 35,000 acres of forest owned by the city, and protecting the water supply by acting as a filter. Step 40. Please re-zero your trip odometer at the no-turn sign and then continue on Route 23 North. Step 41. Odometer reading 1.91. Bear right towards Oak Ridge Road after the Exxon station on your left. Step 42, odometer reading 2 miles, straight at the traffic light to cross Route 23. Here you'll see the Fables Restaurant and Marketplace at Fairytale Forest. The story of Fairytale Forest began in 1953 when Paul Wohler Sr., a German immigrant, started to build Fairytale Forest at the age of 40. He came from a family of 13 children, and his mother used to read them the Grimm's fairy tales every night by the kitchen stove. The cottages were all designed and made by Wohle, his two sons, and they had the support of his wife, Lisette. It started off very simply with a front facade that you can still see from the road today, and a few storybook cottages. There was also a milk bar offering ice cream, hot dogs, French fries, Cracker Jacks, and the like, and there was a small arcade with a few coin-operated rides and skee ball. Step 43. Odometer reading 5.03 miles. Turn right at the traffic light on Ridge Road. Step 44. Odometer reading 5.85 miles. Continue straight at the blinker light. Step 45. Odometer reading 7.82 miles. Turn right onto Edison Road, and please obey the local speed limits. Here you'll note the Sparta Mountain Wildlife Management Area. Sparta Mountain Greenway, which extends along the westernmost ridge of the New Jersey Highlands, includes a large tract of land that was purchased cooperatively by the New Jersey Audubon Society and the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, Division of Fish, Game, and Wildlife. They did this to establish the Sparta Mountain Wildlife Management Area. With divided stewardship comes two areas with significantly different management plans. The Audubon Society section is closed to hunting at all times and offers hiking trails as well as roads through woods to enjoy nature. Here is where there was a logging protest by a group called Stop the Chop, the Sparta Mountain logging protest in early 2016. At that time, New Jersey's Department of Environmental Protection elected and publicized a plan called the Sparta Mountain WMA Forest Stewardship Plan. According to the agency's website, The primary goal of the plan is to maintain ecosystem health, diversity, and integrity by creating a greater balance among the stages of forest succession throughout the property, minimizing further distribution of invasive exotic species, and enhancing biological diversity through responsible silviculture and mimicking natural gap disturbances. Close quote. The plan, in essence, aims to maintain the health of the forest's diverse ecosystem using logging practices that theoretically mimic natural weathering and damage. The plan aims to deforest approximately one-fifth of the 3,400-acre Highlands Forest. The primary goal of this logging is to encourage the growth of new, young forest and to diversify the age range of the forest flora. The plan, however, has been unclear about the detailed goals and expected consequences and has not effectively responded to residents' protests and complaints. Residents, as well as local ecologists and environmentalists, have voiced their concerns that, quote, responsible stewardship would not log these wonderful forests, which provide our crowded state with riches far more valuable than timber products, close quote. The Highlands Forest supplies a large amount of drinking water to New Jersey's reservoirs and is home to numerous protected species. Concerns center on the fact that logging will be a major disruption to the habitat of these species and that water that flows into key reservoirs will be awash with the sediment that comes from logging. Opponents of the plan are also concerned that the cost of implementing it will be paid for by the extraction of timber, often causing the operation to be larger than needed to accomplish the ecological goals in order to raise enough money through the timber sales. In addition, the impacts from the heavy equipment used in such operations are damaging to the soils. They transport invasive plants into the forest interior, and they trample delicate amphibian communities, causing much greater harm than good. Opponents have also stated that the operators claim there is a need to create new young forest because the forest lacks age class diversity. Yet, when the opponents have taken ring counts following a logging operation, there are a variety of ages found represented in the remaining stumps. The DEP's Department of Natural Resources has so far compromised in response the members of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition's Natural Heritage Committee and New Jersey Forest Watch by confining their management activities on Sparta Mountain to just 200 acres. At mile 9.46, you'll see a monument to a former iron mine in magnetite ore located 2 to 3 miles southeast of Ogdensburg in Sparta Township. This mine was owned by the New Jersey and Pennsylvania Concentrating Company, an enterprise of Thomas Alva Edison. Edison was a respected inventor, not only of the inventions that we know him for, but also as an inventor of mining technology. He invented beneficiation machines that separated the waste from valuable ore. Here he applied his inventions to concentrate magnetite into briquettes, but almost went bankrupt when the Mesabi Range deposits were discovered in the Midwest. Workings here are a large open cut. This mine incorporated several of the earlier Ogden Group mines. Edison's operation produced sand as a byproduct. With so much sand on hand when his iron processing operation failed, he pivoted and established the Edison Portland Cement Company, and he largely improved the cement-making process. Edison made homes, furniture, roadbeds, and more from his concrete. The plant was located in New Village in Warren County, also in the Highlands. The concrete mile on Route 57 was Edison's experimental concrete roadbed. The original Yankee Stadium was made of Edison's Portland cement. The Edison mine was developed in the 1890s by Thomas Edison, who invested approximately $2 million of his own funds and another $1 million of investor money. The idea was to mine relatively low-grade iron ore, do it cheaply from open surface pits, concentrate the magnetite, and form it into briquettes heavy enough to be blast furnace feed. The mine site was chosen after an extensive dip needle, a sort of a crude magnetometer, a dip needle survey of a zone that contained numerous small iron mines and exploration trenches that revealed there was value in iron ore. The small mines were opened on local, relatively high-grade areas within an extensive area of low-grade magnetite-bearing rock. The most extensive tract of ore with an adequate grade for the project became the site of Edison's town site, the mill, and the two major ore-producing quarries. The Edison mine workings were superimposed on some of the older mines, mainly the Ogden and Roberts mines. The Edison mine was a large industrial enterprise, even by today's standards. Because it was remote from the established towns, by the standards of the time, it included housing for the workers and was the first populated place in the area with electricity and electric lights. Because there was a railroad spur to the site, it became a tourist destination, and it combined the scenery of the hills and forest with the industrial progress that was so highly valued in that era.